Yeah, he was out there today and did some things. And I would say again, like I said yesterday, be a game time decision.
What did you see that you liked?
Well, he seemed to be moving around decently. You know, he didn't take a ton of reps today, but the ones that he did, he seemed to be moving around well. And it's obvious that he's been in the meetings and studying, and because in the reps that he did take, he knew what to do, which is a good sign. So we'll look at it again tomorrow. And like I said, we'll decide something before the game on Monday night. Brooks Reed should be good to go, Dave. You know, I think he looked he was out there today, did some things today, and, you know, similar to Clowney, you know, we'll look at him again tomorrow, and then we'll make a decision on Monday.
Bill, how would you size up the practice week in general? I know you got a little bit more to go.
Yeah.
Coming off the stretch where they had a couple of days off, how's the team responded this week?
We've had, I believe we've had good practices, good energy. We had really good energy out there today. The guys seem to be very in tune to the game plan. The communication's been good. They realize that there are things that need to be corrected on their end and on the coaching end, and we've worked hard to do that. So we'll have another practice tomorrow and then fly up to Pittsburgh on Sunday, walk through up in Pittsburgh and in the hotel, meet, and then go play the game Monday night. So, you know, it seems to be it's been a good week, but, you know, the proof's in the pudding on Monday night. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's hard to put words to what the fans mean to us here in Houston. I just think this is the best fan base in the NFL. I just think our home crowd's incredible, and then the way that they travel, it just means a lot to our players. I know our players, which is the most important thing as it relates to our fans, our players are very, very appreciative of that. They love our fans. They talk about it all the time, and The more Houstonians, is it, would that be right? The more Houstonians that we can have in Pittsburgh, the better.
Bill, just if you could address Clowney on your decision-making process, the difficulty of wanting to get him out there for some plays, but having to weigh what's the best thing to do in terms of health.
Oh, yeah, that's at the end of the day, that's the most important thing, is the last thing you said there. What's the best thing for the player? And so there's a lot of communication between JD and myself and and Jeff Kaplan. And, you know, he'll tell us what he can do. He really will. You know, I think he's worked hard to get back to this point. It's good to see him out there today. And then, you know, I'm sure he'll go out there to work tomorrow, do some things tomorrow, and then Monday he'll tell us what he can do.
Bill, considering what Aaron went through last year, he used the word surprise, but you didn't know what you were going to have with him. How surprised are you with the kind of year?
We're very happy that for the most part he's stayed healthy, you know. We've done a good job, I believe, of trying to manage him, knowing that he's going to play a lot in these games, and these games are very physical on him. He's done a really good job to be where he's at. You know, he's missed the game, and he's still third in the league in rushing. I think he has 5 touchdowns. He's caught some passes out of the backfield. None of that surprises me. I mean, from the day we saw him in OTAs to where we are now, we knew that this guy was an excellent football player and somebody that could really – fit well in our offense, and hopefully it'll get better and better and better as we move on down the road here.
You're talking about yesterday, Clowney coming back, not playing full 70. Is that more physical or mental, even though he's been in the meetings?
I think that's more physical, John. I think that's definitely on the physical side of things. When you bring a guy back for whatever injury it was, that you basically manage his way back to where he can play a full game, you know. So I think when he's been off for 4 or 5 weeks, you bring him back, maybe you play him a certain amount of plays, let's say 20. Let's just throw the number 20 out there in the first game back, and then maybe the next game you play him 30 to 40, depending on how that first game went, and then you build it from there. That's all in the name of the health of the player, what's best for the player. That's how I see that. He is. He's really worked hard. He's had a good week of practice this week. He has good command out there, both in the huddle and at the line of scrimmage. He's working to be more consistent on a day-to-day basis with throwing the ball and accuracy. He's got a fantastic arm. He's worked very hard to get better and better at all the different throws that we ask him to make. And he's definitely where we want him to be, and we just need him to keep working to get better. He's worked very hard. He's been here early. He's stayed late. He's been a big help on game day on the sideline, so he's he's where we thought he would be.
Was the transition smoother for him having been in the system?
Yeah, I think there's two things that I saw with Ryan. Was the first thing you just said was that the transition was smoother because he knew the offense, at least the basis of it, and he had worked with myself and George Gotze before. So he knew our coaching style. He knew kind of how we did things. And then I think the other thing you see is that he obviously took some great things from backing up Tom Brady for 3 years. You know, his command in the huddle, his command at the line of scrimmage, his knowledge of little things within the offense, you know, you can see that. So it's been good to see that. He does. He does a good job. He's got the earpiece where he can hear the play call. He knows what we're looking for on the different plays. And I can tell you in some games he's had some decent things that he's seen out there. You know, we ask those guys to see that. You know, hey, what did you see in between series and things like that? And he's had some really good viewpoints.
Yeah.
It definitely does. And I think here what we've tried to do, it's based on the opponent, John, and it's based on our team, our players, okay? So what does that mean? Well, what I'm saying is every week we look at it and we try to, especially with our team the way we are now, improve the rhythm of our offense. So we're trying every week to improve the rhythm. So what do we do? What we try to do is basically instead of having 120 plays, let's have 80 plays in a game. Let's not have 120 plays. Let's go with 75, 80, 85, see if we can get these guys playing faster, honed in on what we want to do, and that's what we've tried to do the last 2 weeks. Of course, in the Indy game, it was good some. It wasn't good at other points. Obviously, it's two up and down, and that's one of the reasons why we lost the game. Hopefully, in this game, we'll be a lot more consistent and be able to get into a better rhythm.
Thank you.